What's going on? It is Thursday, December 5th. This is my weekly podcast. I am a little late this week. I thought that I'd be able to do this on Monday or Tuesday, and now it's fucking Thursday. I've been working my ass off at my regular job at the post office. I didn't even think that I would have today off last night. I left the office, and they said, you're in at 10 a.m. tomorrow. My job doesn't really, I don't have a set schedule. They just kind of schedule me every day. Every day I go in, and at the end of the day, I see what I'm working the next day. I have no idea what the fuck I'm working from day to day. It kind of sucks. I hate that. But, so I thought that I was going in at 10 a.m. today, and alarm clock went off at 9 o'clock, and almost as quick as that went off, my boss called me and said, hey, give me a call. I really don't need you today. It's a lot lighter than I thought it would be, and wondering if I could get you to take the day off. And I couldn't call him back fast enough. Sure enough, you know, call him back, and he said, yeah, it's really light today, and if you want, you can take the day off. Technically, they can't force me to take the day off. I could have gone into work if I wanted to, but even if I went into work, you know, they probably would only had 4 hours at best of work for me to do, and it would have just been busy work. So I fucking hate that shit. I fucking hate busy work. I hated it when I was in the military, just, you know, them saying, yeah, we really don't have shit for you guys to do this weekend, so how about you take these boxes down, place them on this side of the building, and then unstack them and put them back where you found them. That sounds good. I fucking hate that shit. I fucking hate busy work. You know, I'd rather just not get paid and sit at home all day. So here I am. I'll start by saying I went to the liquor store today and I bought this stuff called, someone recommended it to me. Someone hadn't tried it yet and they wanted to know if it was any good, and me being, the favorite alcoholic in the world, they wanted to know if it was any good. So they said, hey, check this stuff out. It's called Jack Daniel's Winter Jack Tennessee Cider. And I gotta tell you, I'm a fan. I like it. It's good stuff. It's, goes down real fucking smooth. I think it's 15% alcohol. Yeah, 15% alcohol. 30 proof. Contains caramel. I don't even know if there's a caramel allergy, but if there is and you have it, I would stay away from it. I bought it. I think it was $15 for this bottle. It's one of the smaller bottles of Jack, and it's only available in this size. I don't know what size this is. Doesn't seem to say it on the label. I don't see it on the label anyways. 750 milliliters, there it is. So it's one of their smaller bottles, and that's the only size that's available in, but it's really good. I tried in October, McGillicuddy's had apple cider. Had an apple cider, fucking whatever McGillicuddy's is. I don't know what kind of liquor that is, but they had apple cider or apple pie, something like that, and I bought that. It was really, really sweet. I had to, I mixed it with real apple cider. And even then, you know, it wasn't impressive. It was really fucking sweet. But this stuff, this Jack Daniel's apple cider, or whatever they want to call it, Tennessee cider, is really good. Drink it straight out of the bottle. It's served warm. Drink it straight out of the bottle and it goes down nice and smooth. No big deal. So that's what I am drinking today. It's 12:49 on a Thursday afternoon, and I feel like I'm already three sheets to the wind. I'm definitely no good to drive for a little while. So that's that. What else? I gotta get my fucking notebook. Where I live here in Epping, New Hampshire, is not very far from Sig Arms Academy. if anyone's listening out there, SIG is a weapons manufacturer. They sell guns. They build their own guns. It's pretty awesome. Good stuff. I like it. They make some pretty good, I like their tactical shit. I like their, you know, their ARs and their long-range rifles. I've had the good opportunity to shoot their TAC-2 rifle. It's a bolt-action rifle, and it is fucking sweet. I own a Remington 700 bolt-action 308, and I love that gun. A lot of people love that gun. I think I spent maybe $700 on that gun, and then like another $50 for the bipod, and like $175 for a scope. And so altogether, that gun ended up being like $900 or something like that. And I love it. It's a great gun. But that TAC-2, if you have the money for a TAC-2, that's the difference. You know, the Remington 700 straight up was $700, and the TAC-2, I think, is closer to $2,000. So I guess that's the huge, you know, that's the biggest difference between the two, is just the price. Yeah. Then the bolting system works differently on the TAC-2. It's not like the 700 where you, how do I explain this? You know, when you go to re-rack a round, you get a flip the bolt up, pull it back, push it forward, and then flip it back down to lock it in. Versus the TAC-2 is all kind of just you just pull it back and push it back forward. I don't know a ton about guns other than the fact that I fucking love them. But that TAC-2 was pretty sweet. I got to shoot that with a suppressor on it, and that was, that's fucking awesome. Shooting a suppressed rifle is always fun. If you have the chance, I love it. But anyway, so yeah, SIG has, they got all this shooting going on over there today. I don't know what they're shooting, but it might be some sort of 308 semi-automatic rifle. I don't know how to describe it. I mean, it sounds like a 308 from the distance where I am. I'm probably half a mile to a mile away from them. And I can hear them whenever they shoot. And it has that sound, but it's also, the sound is carrying for a further distance than usual, if that makes any sense. Whatever. I don't fucking know. But that's what I'm listening to today. It's some cool SIG arm shooting. It makes me want to go shooting. I miss shooting, man. I have, like I said, I have my Remington 700. I have a Mossberg 500 Cruiser shotgun. I love that thing. Great home defense weapon. I want to say it's 18 inches overall length. And I love that as a home defense weapon. Keep it loaded right next to the bed. And I just love it. It's a good gun. And I also have my first gun. The first gun I ever got was a Smith & Wesson TSW 4566. It's a handgun. Back at the time that I got it, it was what New Hampshire State Police was carrying as a weapon. And my father is retired state police, so he wanted to get me the same gun that they were carrying on the state police. It was kind of it's more of a sentimental thing for him. For me, it was just a door opening that I love guns. Sorry about that. Using my electronic cigarette. Still going strong on that. So let's see here. I wanted to say, sorry to the Paul Walker family and all of his fans. That was absolutely tragic. That's just a terrible thing. There's no real way to put that into words. I was shocked. You know, the first kind of sucks. I love the Fast and Furious movies, and I love the character of Brian. But I wouldn't say I was a huge Paul Walker fan. I pretty much all of his other movies, I didn't care for him any. I tried to watch some movie about bank robberies or something like that when I was overseas, and I couldn't get into it. It wasn't a big deal to me. But the Fast and Furious series, he did really great in that. And my first notification on my cell phone was Paul Walker confirmed died at 40, something like that. And that was all it said. And I was like, huh, who's that? But that was immediately followed by actor Paul, you know, another notification from a different news site saying actor Paul Walker from The Fast and Furious dead at 40. And then I realized, and I was shocked. You know, I was really hoping for hoaxes and, you know, this isn't real. I hope not. It's really too bad. I would love to know what happened. I don't think that we, the people, will ever really know what happened. I watched this, some surveillance video or something like that. Crappy video. All you really see in the video, if you haven't watched it, and if you have watched it, you know what I'm talking about. But you don't see anything. You don't see anything. All of a sudden, out of nowhere, you see some dust and some smoke rise up from the trees, and then, you know, 5 or 10 minutes of smoke continuing to billow out. The coroner's report said something about Paul Walker died from traumatic and thermal injuries. Well, fuck yeah. I mean, if the fire didn't kill him, then the light post through his skull was definitely going to kill him. There was no surviving that crash. It's too bad. I mean, it does seem like they were definitely going faster. If it's a 45 mile an hour speed limit, there's no doubt in my mind they were going faster than 40 fucking 5. I don't know. I bet they were going faster than 120, which is weird to me because both of them were racers, and I always kind of considered that racers knew to keep that shit off the streets, you know, put it on the track, you know. If you're going to race, if you're going to fucking speed around and shit, don't go putting other people's lives in danger. Kyle Busch was it 2 or 3 years ago? Got busted for like 135 in some fucking state and had his license suspended. I don't know. I always thought that racers would say, you know, that if anything, I would think that racers would think, hey, I get all this fucking speed and shit on the track. I don't need to bring it out here. I get enough as it is out there. I don't need to get it here. Whatever. Sorry, I'm dragging on my e-cigarette at the same time. What else did I want to talk about? Amazon drone delivery. What's this? Who the fuck is that? Sorry, I just got a notification from one of my news apps about some guy getting parole. State Parole Board granted conditional parole to Jeffrey Dingham. Spent more than half his life in prison for killing his parents when he was a teenager. 31 now, was barely 14 when he and his older brother shot their parents to death as they arrived home from work in 96. Huh. Well, that's fun, you know, now that we've wasted 15 fucking years providing for this fucking shithead, now we're gonna let him go out in the world and not get a job and suck off the system. That's awesome. When they found him, they probably should have just killed him. So, let's see here. Moving on. Amazon said earlier this week, I think it was Saturday or Sunday, said they want to start doing drone delivery, and that's got its pluses and minuses. It's got a, well, I mean, first of all, I think that would only be good if you were ordering something on Sunday and you wanted it on Sunday. Because Amazon had said, you know, they guarantee the Sunday deliveries or whatever. But it's so fucking expensive. I mean, I work for the post office, and any time that I work on a Sunday and have to deliver mail on a fucking Sunday, that costs someone $40. Now it costs the post office. Let's see here. It costs the post office $60 just to have me come into work on Sunday. And express delivery costs $40. So, you know, the post office loses money on Sundays when they have me come in to do express. Of course, that's also if I only have one package, I guess. You know, if I have three or four packages on a Sunday, then yeah, the post office is going to make money. And that is just for my office. You know, that doesn't include the many other offices around the country that do express delivery on Sunday. So I think the drone delivery, that would be cool. It's going to be expensive. I bet if you wanted something shipped on Sunday via drone, I bet that's going to cost $100. I could all but guarantee any other day. I mean, Monday through Sunday, any day that you wanted this drone delivery, I would bet it's going to cost $100, which is just ridiculous. You know, like, I can't imagine anything in the world that I would need right away. Earlier this year, I bought a new windshield for my motorcycle, and I had it delivered next day, and it was expensive. It was like $35 to have it done next day, and I don't regret that, but there are a lot of things. You know, Christmas is coming up. I'm ordering presents for my girl and shit, and you know, it's early enough right now. Why would I fucking spend 40 or $50 on next day delivery when I'm gonna have it in a couple days anyways? Is it really that important to have it that right now at that very moment? You know, so it's gonna be expensive. It'd be cool to have a little drone land in your driveway and maybe once, but other than that, I just don't see the fucking point of it. It's also gonna have problems, you know, drones. Could you imagine a fucking drone crashing into another drone? Holy shit. You know, two of them crash into each other and fucking send parts and pieces all over. I remember when I first thought of the little airplane drones, I thought that those were like little remote control planes. I thought they were like, you know, the size of maybe as big as your dinner table. I didn't think that they were going to be full-size fucking planes. Those things are fucking huge. And I guess they need to be. You know, you want to put a plane up in the air for 2 or 3 hours, you're going to need the fuel capacity. So, I mean, I guess they need to be for that, but they're fucking huge. They are big fucking planes. I don't know what these. Apparently, what they want to ship by is like helicopter drones. Those quad rotor things. You can look them up on YouTube. They have quad rotor drone planes. You know, I guess that would have to be what you would have to have it shipped by. And if they want to do it to your door, they'd have to fly a drone and land it in your driveway or something. Land it somewhere that's clear. Maybe on your fucking roof, like Santa Claus. So, that's going to be interesting. They hope to have that off the ground in the next 5 to 6 years. That just makes me wonder, you know, where the fuck is technology going to stop? Just think of how fucking far we've come with technology in the last 60 years. You know, let's, you know, 64 years since 1950. Just imagine. Could you imagine if you could go back right now and talk to someone in 1950 and say, you know, look at them with, you know, sending letters and sending, you know, calling people, calling each other, having to be connected to some operator and stuff like that. And going back right now and saying, like, hey, you know, in 2013, you're gonna have a hard drive that you're just gonna hold, and the hard drive's gonna have a screen on it, and it's also gonna receive a cell phone signal. And they're gonna be like, what the fuck is a hard drive? Oh, it's this thing that holds memory inside your computer. I don't fucking know shit about computers, so bear with me, okay? Oh, it's this thing that holds information inside your computer, except now it's gonna be external and have a screen on it. And then they're gonna be like, what's a cell phone signal? And you're gonna say, well, you know how when you're at home and you know you have to dial a phone number. Well, now you're just gonna be able to like be in a parking lot somewhere and hold your phone and dial your number. It's all gonna be digital, so you're just gonna and dial your phone number, and it's gonna send it to some antenna. And the antenna is going to transmit it, and it's all get, and all of this is going to happen within a matter of seconds, like you know, from 0 to like 4 seconds, you're going to be connected with the person you're trying to talk to, and you'll be standing in an empty parking lot, and they will also be standing in an empty parking lot. They'd be like, well, "What the?" Their heads would explode. That shit's going to be crazy. I just can't imagine. You know, if this is how far we've come in 60 years, and we're alive and surviving in 60 more years, I just can't imagine what technology is going to be like then. Technology is just going to, you know, it just keeps getting better. It just keeps increasing. We started off with these fucking. I remember when I was young, you know, the biggest dream for television was to have a big screen TV, and then you know in the late 90s, early 2000, I worked at Circuit City, and the big dream for television was to have a I think it was Philips Magnavox made this plasma TV. It was plasma or LCD, but it was the only TV at the time that you could hang on the wall, and it was fucking like I think it was $9,000 or $10,000. It was fucking expensive. Only the rich, and it was like a 48-inch TV. And now you can go to Walmart and get an 80-inch LCD flat screen TV that you can just hang on the fucking wall, and you can get that thing for like $4,000. That is fucking massive. That is huge. 80 inches. That's a huge fucking TV. And $4,000, it's a lot of money. I don't have $4,000 to drop on a TV, but when you consider that 80-inch gorgeous TV at Walmart is fucking $4,000 compared to the old like 42 or 48 inch Philips TV that was $10,000. It's just, you know, and now we have 3D TVs, smart TVs, and, you know, my girlfriend's TV hooks up to Netflix. You know, I can't imagine. Hooks up to Netflix and hooks up to the internet. You can browse the internet. Doesn't have a flash player. I don't know if there's any flat screen TVs out there that have a flash player, but that would be cool. You know, a TV with a flash player in it, that so that I could get on my little torrent sites and watch movies and shit for free, because I'm a fucking thief and I don't give a fuck. All these pauses, every time I pause like that for a couple seconds, just me dragging off my electronic cigarette. I'm gonna contact that company and see if maybe they want to support my podcast. Every time I mention their name, they'll give me 10 cents or something like that. Oh, I should contact Jack Daniel's too and see if they'll fucking pay me for promoting their new Tennessee cider. Although I might do that for free. That shit is good. So, anyways, that's my spiel on technology and the new Amazon drone delivery. I think that'll be a mess, the drone delivery, if when they get it off the ground. they wonder why American obesity is taken over. When you think about the things that have made our life so much easier, all the things that we used to go out and do, you can do right from the internet now, right from the comfort of your bed. There's a ton of work from home jobs that aren't scams, but I like my job, so it doesn't matter. Fallout. I've been playing Fallout 3 again. I started with a whole new character, started the entire storyline over, been burning 4 hours of my life a day, just playing Fallout. I fucking love that game. I love it. I love Fallout. Never played 1 or 2, and I'm glad I didn't play 1 or 2. I've seen screenshots of 1 and 2 and not been a fan. I've played 3, most of the way through. I played the main storyline in 3 all the way through, and then a bunch of the side quest stuff. And Fallout New Vegas, I've played the main quest and have completed all the different storylines for the main quest of Fallout New Vegas. Both of them are really good. New Vegas, the map was really fucking open. It was just real. I don't know. Maybe someone could, you know, elaborate further on it, but the New Vegas map was just really wide open. It was just so big. It was so big, and there was nothing there. In the actual New Vegas, the strip, that area is really congested. And then the rest of the map just was so open with nothing there, really. And then the entire left side of the map is completely unused. And my friend, who knows more about that kind of stuff, said that that whole unused section of the map was made specifically so that people who are good with that kind of stuff could create their own downloadable content, whatever, side games or whatever, new quests, that kind of shit. It just seemed like a lot of wasted space to me. I love the weapons in New Vegas. The weapon and the ability to have different types of ammo. Like for your 12 gauge, you have Dragon's Breath and Pulse Slug, and I love that shit. That was awesome. I really wish that I could take the weapons from New Vegas and put them in Fallout 3. That would be awesome. I've been playing Fallout 3 again, and I find myself missing the weapons. What have I been using in Fallout 3? The 10mm shotgun. I'm sorry. 10mm submachine gun. The combat shotgun. Sawed-off shotgun. Those are definitely my 3 number ones. I like the All-American in New Vegas. It was kind of an AR-15 style rifle. And I don't think that there's something like that in Fallout 3, which kind of bothers me. But anyways, heard some rumors that Fallout 4 might be getting a release date soon. I haven't checked it out, but I follow some Fallout pages on Facebook. I haven't checked it out yet, but I guess some website was created, something about the Survivor 2299, something like that. And that's supposed to be some sort of new Fallout 4 webpage. And apparently that webpage, if there's a Survivor 2299 or something like that webpage, that page has a Morse code countdown. And the countdown goes to the 11th of December, which is next Wednesday. The rumors so far are that Bethesda is going to release some information, possibly location, everyone, well, I shouldn't say everyone, but most people are hoping the location is going to be Boston. There was some, I've been playing Fallout 3 again, and I keep hearing mention of the Commonwealth, which is a common phrase in Boston, the Commonwealth in Boston. So there's a lot of hope that this Fallout is going to be in Boston. There's a ton of cities that Fallout could go to. This game could fucking go on forever with the amount of cities you could do. Boston next, and then Los Angeles, Phoenix, Arizona, Miami, Florida. They already did Washington, Cincinnati, Ohio. The Midwest is fucking empty. Chicago, I guess you could do Chicago. Detroit, which is already a wasteland, really. Detroit is already fucked up as it is. You wouldn't have to do much. You know, Bethesda could just drive around there and take some pictures and be like, "Hey, it's our new game." Boston would be cool. I think Boston would have some potential for download content. You know, download content always seems to go further out from where the game is. Just thinking off the top of my head with Fallout 3, they went up to Pittsburgh. So, you know, you could travel pretty fucking far away with the downloads. So if you had Boston, you could probably go as far north as, like, Manchester, New Hampshire. Maybe, Portland, Maine. You could go as far out as New York City. But I don't think that they would go out to New York City with a download, unless they were satisfied with doing New York City as a download, and then a Fallout 5 with New York City as the main area. I don't know. I guess we'd have to see about that. That's a little further out than I could. But supposedly next week, we might be getting some information about Fallout 4. That would be awesome. As far as I'm concerned, I would fucking love to see Fallout 4 come out very soon. Let's see here. So, last week here in New Hampshire, we got some cold weather. I don't know what the fuck is wrong with fucking people driving the first time there's some weather in the fucking state. Last week, there was some ice down in Massachusetts that resulted in a 70 car pileup in Massachusetts. How the fuck is that even fucking possible? 70 fucking cars crash on one fucking road. That should only happen on the Autobahn where people are doing 150 miles an hour. That's insane. Why are people crashing in the snow? This shit happens every fucking year. Every year, the first snowfall, the first icing, whatever it is, people suddenly forget how to fucking drive. I don't get it. Seriously, leave a little earlier, drive a little slower. If your car starts to spin to the right, turn to the left a little bit. What is so hard to control your fucking car? I remember the very first time that I drove. I didn't get my license until I was 18 years old. The very first time that I drove in the snow was a horrible snowstorm. It was like a foot of snow that started at like 2 in the morning, and it was a foot by 8 in the morning. And it was bad. It was fucking ugly. And I had to be to work for 8 a.m. And I was just driving like a little two-wheel drive, rear-wheel drive pickup truck. A little Ford Ranger. It was a piece of shit. I love that truck, though. I wish I still had it. That truck was awesome. So, anyways, that truck was awesome. I love that truck. It was a great truck. But it was only rear-wheel drive. And so, you know, it's a pickup truck, so obviously the rear end doesn't weigh very much. I bet if you cut off the rear end of a truck like that, it probably only weighs a few hundred pounds. So it's rear-wheel drive. I wasn't running snow tires. I was running Actually, I was running summer performance tires on that fucking truck year round, which wasn't smart for me, but I was 18, so fuck you. So I'm running that truck, and I leave my house. I get less than a half mile away from my house, and the truck is just spinning all over the road. I had to work at Circuit City in Manchester, which was 30 miles away. It was a half-hour drive in good weather. And I was like, oh my god, this is awful. I'm gonna fucking die today. But I got down the road. I get down to the highway. The highway was pretty good plowed, and I made up some time. You know, I had left early. It usually takes half an hour to work, half an hour to get to work. So I left like an hour early, thinking the weather, you know, the weather's bad and the roads are bad. I better leave early. I ended up getting just outside of Circuit City, you know, 20 or 30 minutes early. So what I did was I went into this parking lot and I just started fucking around. You know, I'm driving around, I'm doing donuts, I'm cutting the wheel, I'm hitting the brakes. I start doing all this shit just to get myself used to driving in snow. I started learning about, okay, when the truck starts to spin this way, I can correct it this way. You know, if the rear end starts to go out this way, this is what I can do to correct it and get back on the road. And I've never let that information go. That kind of stuff has just never stopped coming to me. I've held on to it all. And it doesn't fuck with me every time that there's a fucking snowstorm in November. If people are going off, I just don't understand how people forget to drive in the snow from February to, you know, November. You know, last snowstorm is in February, first snowstorm is November. I just don't understand how people can stop, you know, how people can forget that shit. And if you're one of those people, you can go fuck yourself. I don't fucking care. So last thing that I want to talk about today. Let me take a drink here. My throat's getting a little dry. Oh, that's good stuff. You know what? That's not the last thing I want to talk about. I want to talk about one other thing. I want to start adding a item to my podcast every week. I see a ton of vanity plates around New Hampshire. I don't know about other states in the U.S. As far as vanity plates, initial plates, whatever you might call them. I don't know about other states, but I know that in New Hampshire, having a vanity plate is a big deal. Everyone loves to get vanity plates and put their thing. I'm guilty of it too. I've had so many fucking vanity plates. My first vanity plate was, what did it say? My first one said Gecko. G-E-C-K-O. I was 18. I thought that I was cool, and I thought that tagging, spray painting, was cool, and I spray painted Gecko everywhere, all over Greenland and Portsmouth. It was good times. Anyway, so yeah, that was my first vanity plate, was Gecko. And then my next vanity plate, I got X-Y-T-E-M-E, to spell excite me. I don't know fucking why. I have no idea. I still to this day don't really know why I got that plate. It only lasted for the duration of that registration. I have no idea why I got that plate, excite me. I think that it had something to do with, you know, challenging other people to race against me. Because even though I was driving a shitty two-wheel drive Ford pickup, I liked to race everyone that I could. Anyone that was willing to jump in it with me, I was down. I got beat a couple times, but, you know, that little pickup had some fucking go in it, and it was good times. I liked it. My next one was DWGIII, which was my initials, Don Gates III. And that lasted for a long time. That lasted till like 2009, I think. And then I got a regular number plate because I didn't want, you know, if I took off from the police, I wanted it to be harder for them to grab my license plate. So I got a regular number plate. That was when I started drinking a lot. And then my next one, my last one, my most recent one, was RLN ampersand HTN, Roland and Hayden. That was my little thing when I was overseas. Whenever we left the gate, I like to get on the radio and say Roland and Hayden. And it was just fun, and everybody enjoyed it. And so I took it home with me, put it on a license plate. It's good times. So I saw one plate the other day on a Chevy Cavalier in Portsmouth that said, Nail Her, N-A-I-L-H-E-R. And I was impressed that the DMV let that one slide. Another one that I saw was a white WRX, and I didn't write it down, so I'm sorry, but I think that it said A-B-N-M-A-B-L. It was a white Subaru WRX hatchback, like 2010 or 11, something like that. Good-looking car. Those are the only two that I have right now, but that's a little segment that I'm going to start every week. I'll jot down whatever license plates I see that are vanity plates, and I'll call them out here whenever I do my podcast that nobody fucking listens to anyways. Moving on. The holidays are here, and I'm so fucking sick of the holidays. They haven't even really fucking started yet, and I'm already fucking sick of them. I am so exhausted on this holiday shit. This is going to be the last Christmas that I buy anything for anyone. My family does this thing every year where we all draw names out of a hat, and I'm only obligated to buy one present for my Aunt Margie. And my Aunt Margie is only obligated, because I drew her name, and she drew my cousin Megan's name, and she's only obligated to buy something for her cousin, for my cousin Megan. And it goes on and on and on like that. Those are the only obligations, and outside of that, anything you get is like whatever. But so I was in the hat last year, but this year when they tell me I don't want to draw anything, and I don't want them to put my fucking name in there. I'm so fucking sick of this bullshit about the holidays. The true spirit of the holidays isn't exchanging gifts. I mean, everyone would say, I shouldn't say everyone, but a lot of people would say, it's in memory of Jesus getting gifts. Well, Jesus got gifts. He didn't give any gifts. Okay, yeah, I get it. I know what you're going to fucking stab me with. Well, he gave his life 33 years later. Do you want a gift 33 years later? If you turn 30 today, do you want that gift when you're 66? Fuck you. Anyway. No, that's not what it's about. It's not about gift giving. It shouldn't be about gift giving. I don't believe for one fucking second that Christmas should be about gift giving. Here's two reasons why. There's one side, okay? If you are a religious person and you fully believe in all that God and Jesus bullshit, the whole purpose is celebrating Jesus and the birth of Jesus and all that bullshit. Awesome. Go to church. That's your obligation for that day. Go to church. Your obligation isn't to give everyone you love gifts or everyone in your life gifts. It's to go to church and worship Jesus, all that bullshit. If you're a non-religious person like me, I'm a self-proclaimed atheist of sorts. And that's for a whole different podcast, what my religious beliefs are. But I certainly, it doesn't matter. If you're an atheist like me, and you don't believe in all that bullshit, then what the fuck are you exchanging gifts for anyways? There's literally no reason. Christmas has become such a perverted holiday at this point. it's incredible. You know, when I was a kid, it was just, you know, presents for your kids and whatever. But now they got all these sales that start on the night of Thanksgiving. I can't believe that shit. There were people killing each other on Thanksgiving Eve, you know, the night of Thanksgiving, whatever you want to call it. There were people killing each other over fucking gifts. How is that in the spirit of Christmas? That is fucking incredible to me. I don't get it. I don't care how good the deal is. I'm not going to go to the store at 8 o'clock at night. It was bad enough when the deals started at 5 in the morning and people were lining up outside at midnight. It is just insane. Why is Christmas this huge thing now where it's all about shopping? And I think that's the big thing, is that they've commercialized it so much. They've been pushing it through our emails, through the Facebook notifications. They've been pushing it on TV and commercials. And everywhere you go, there's a sign. And I deliver mail, so I see all the flyers about all these fucking special deals and this deal and that deal. Buy our shit. Come here and shop here and save 20 cents. It's just all about making money for some fucking corporation. It's fucking insane. It baffles me. So, with this year, when they do the whole, you know, this is the gifts thing, I'm not putting my name in. I don't want any of those people from my own family to buy me a gift. I'm done with Christmas. I am so fucking done with it. The true spirit of Christmas should be 100% spending time with your family and friends that you love. It should be, that's what it should be. And I don't even mean just like, it should just be spending time with others. It should, like, me and my brother, we fucking hate each other. I can't fucking stand my brother. I fucking despise him. We do not get along at all. Our views on life are so opposite, it's incredible. You know, we are worse than two atoms in a Caldron collider just fucking smashing into each other. We are awful. We hate each other. We could never get along. We've tried to get along, and it just can't work. We just have such horrible opposing views. But for that one day a year, we should be able to set all that bullshit aside and just be like, hey man, Merry Christmas, you know, here, have a chicken wing. You know, just hang out with your friends and your, you know, your family and whatever. Put all that bullshit away. And on December 26th, it all goes back to normal, whatever, we hate each other again. But for that one fucking day, we should be able to just be like, hey man, you know, good to see you. See you next fucking Christmas. I just can't get into it. I'm done with it. I'm done with Christmas. Obviously, I'm a sucker. I'm gonna buy my girlfriend for something for Christmas. Buy her something. And I might get some other people, like, little things. I don't plan to spend more than $10 on each person in my life. I don't want to spend a ton of money. I'm not gonna fall into that nonsense. I don't know. I just don't think that, I don't think Christmas is what it used to be. Once upon a time, it was what I view it as now. It was enjoying time with your friends and family. It was having dinner with your friends and family. And it wasn't about all this fucking commercial nonsense. And it's just changed completely now. And it's changed so quickly, just like technology, like I talked earlier. But I actually think this has changed faster, because even 10 years ago, it was still about buying Christmas gifts for kids to keep that whole spirit of Santa alive, and you know, having dinner and whatever with friends and family, and that's great. As a kid, and I say as a kid, I use that very loosely. I think all the way until I was like 17 or 18 years old, every Christmas Eve, I would sneak around and open presents before my parents woke up. Me and my mom ended up creating a game out of it where she would set up traps for me. Little like alarms, like she had like a rape alarm. She had like a rape alarm where you like pull the pin out of one end of this alarm and it made this ungodly sound. And I tripped over it one night and she didn't even come downstairs. All I heard was her laughing. And then she ran down the steps and just said, "Gotcha." That was interesting. And then there was another night where I set off a different alarm. She got a different alarm, and she set that one off. I set that one off, and she didn't even come downstairs for that one. That one, she just laid in bed laughing. And told me the next morning that she just laid in bed laughing. Another year, she put a fucking carburetor from a jet ski into a present connected to her little alarm. And she said, she figured that I'd pull that fucking carburetor out and set off the alarm. But that was the one present that I happened to be like, nah, I'm not going to open this one until mom and dad wake up. I'm not going to deal with Christmas anymore. I don't think that, and I'm torn because I think that I told you guys last week that I have four daughters. And I don't know. I don't know if I want to even get them anything next year. I might get them some stuff this year, but again, I'm not going to spend a ton of money. And I don't want them to think, I don't want them to grow up thinking that's how Christmas is. Once they decipher that there isn't a Santa Claus and mom and dad are the ones who spent all this money, I don't want them to grow up thinking that that's how it's done, that what they're supposed to do is buy, they need to spend a ton of money, and it just keeps becoming a vicious, vicious, vicious cycle. I don't think that that's good. I think that that's only going to get worse. If that's how parents are raising their kids, and I'm not saying anything bad about parenting, although parenting is completely fucked up these days. I'm not saying anything bad just yet. But if that's what's happening, if people are thinking like, oh, so that's what happened. My parents spent money on me and bought me all these gifts. So now I need to do the same thing for my kid. And then that kid grows up thinking the same thing, and that kid grows up. I mean, it's just, all it's doing is helping these big corporations. I refuse to buy anything from Walmart. I'm doing my Christmas shopping on Amazon, which I know isn't actually a store. Amazon is more like what's the word that I'm looking for? Oh my God. They're one of those sites where like basically other people are selling on their site. Fuck, why can't I fucking think of that word? When someone is selling stuff on your property, fuck, can't, it's like con something or com something. I don't fucking, you know what I'm saying. If you look it up, you'll know what the fuck I'm saying. Now I can't stop. Let's see if I can find it. No. I'm trying here. I know. I'm sorry. Let's see here. I can't fucking sell someone buying, selling houses, scam alert. I don't fucking oh well, I can't fucking find it. I'm sure you know what the fuck I'm saying, and I'm sure that once this fucking ends, once I turn off the recorder, you'll know what I'm saying. You'll be like, "Oh yeah, I'll search for it and come to me." As soon as I hit that stop recording button, I'll be like, "Shit, that's what it is." Oh well. I don't even remember where I was going with it in the first place. Anyways, so I think that's about the end for me for this week. I think I got everything out that I wanted to talk about. I hopefully will be back again next week. This is supposedly the busy season for the post office, which I have learned in the last couple of days. It is fucking insane right now. It's just obnoxious how many packages are being sent. There's just a ton of them. There's so many packages coming through, which I get. It's that time of year, and I hate it, but I like it at the same time. Lots of money for me. I put another $100 down on my new rifle today. My friend is a weapons engineer, and he is building me a rifle, which I think is fucking badass. Like, having a rifle built for you, an AR, it's an assault rifle, 5.56. Having a rifle built for you is so much better than just going to the store, just going to your local gun shop and buying one. Just being able to be like, "Yeah, this is my rifle." And people are like, "What kind is it?" And I'm like, "It's completely custom. Don't ask, it's not what kind it is. Like, yeah, there's a serial number on it to some brand for a very small part, but the rest of it is all custom built." And I think I'm almost halfway as far as paying it off. I told him that I'd pay him $1,200, and I'm almost halfway there. Or no, I said 13. That's right. I told him 1,300, so I'm almost halfway there. And if you include the cost of the lower receiver, that because I had to buy the lower receiver, and then he's building everything else around the lower receiver. Yeah, he just needs. I had to buy the serialized part, and he's building it around the rest. I'm very excited. I don't expect to have it for a few months. I don't think that I'll have that gun until April at the earliest. But hopefully no later than June. And I'm very excited to have it. I can't fucking wait. It's gonna be so beautiful. This guy actually has a bunch of guns himself, and he showed me almost exactly what my gun was going to be when it's finished, and I can't wait for it to be done. I'm very excited about that. And so I guess that is it for me this week. Again, check out the Jack Daniel's Winter Jack Tennessee Cider. It is fucking delicious. God, I think I've drank almost half a bottle of it today. I can't see through the bottle. I might have almost drank the whole bottle today. Holy crap. It's really good. It's very good. It's good. I would say, if you're the type of person that likes to hang around a bonfire and you're going to a bonfire type deal, I would just buy a bottle of that. I think it's $15. Yeah, it's $15 or $15.99, something like that. So it's a little more expensive than a six pack, but you can just hang around the bonfire and just sip on that all night. And it doesn't matter if it gets warm, so you can sit. You don't have to worry about putting in someone's cooler or whatever. It's fucking delicious. It is a very good drink. So that's it. It is almost 2 p.m. on Thursday, December 5th. I am out of here. I hope to be back next week, but I will tell you this, for the next 3 weeks, I have no idea when I'm going to be on. Well, realistically, I always never know when I'm going to be on. But for the next 3 weeks, I don't even know if I'll be able to get in a weekly podcast. But I can tell you this, I am writing everything down that I think of that I want to talk about. So if I miss a week, I might, then I might do, like, you know, an extended podcast the following week. And it doesn't fucking matter because I don't have a fucking person following me just yet. I don't have anyone listening to me, which is sad, but who knows? Maybe it'll pick up. I hope so. I hope that people will start listening, and we'll see. All right, so that is it for me for this week. Everyone, enjoy your week, and don't get killed shopping. Bye, and peace out.